Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. 60 days from today will be November 6th. The world will be awakening that day to a newly elected president in America. No matter who it is, things will change. You can be sure of that. And not only here in America, but around the world. Amazingly, the prophet Isaiah was writing God's messages to the people of the Middle East in a time very similar to ours. Today, let's look at Isaiah 44 and how relevant God's message is to our day. God said, "Now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, He who formed you in the womb and who will help you. Do not be afraid, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Some will say, I belong to the Lord, and others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's." Isaiah 44:1-5. Now I have a very important question for all of us, Jew and Gentile, all around the world today, September 2024. Are you ready? Here's the question. Are these five verses spoken by God through Isaiah 2,700 years ago an exclusive message for the Jewish people during the ever-darkening days of the reign of wicked King Manasseh? Or could the timeline scope be widened to include all Jews in the centuries which followed Isaiah? Or is it exclusively a prophecy pointing forward to a particular time in the future? Or is it a message from God that may be applicable to multiple times in history, and both Jews and Gentiles, maybe even including you and me, in the 21st century? Is it possible Isaiah 44:1-5 could apply to each and all of those options? Yes, God was sending a message to a specific group of people, the Israelites, during the reign of King Manasseh. And yes, this message from God has also been applicable to other times in history for the Jewish people, especially in the days of Jesus. And yes, I believe you and I, Jew and Gentile, who trust in Jesus Christ to be our Messiah and Savior, and who experience the Spirit of God poured out on us, no matter where we live in the world today, can embrace these words of God for us too. So what should these words of Isaiah mean to us today? Well, each of us can rejoice that Almighty God miraculously made us, carefully forming us in our mother's wombs, right? And we each can look back over our lives to see many times God has helped us, right? So we should see ourselves in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 2. And we all understand this word of hope from God, do not be afraid. These four words have been spoken to humanity by angels and prophets, as well as Jesus himself, for millennia. Almighty, holy, sovereign, supreme, everlasting God sends this hopeful message to his people at all times, in all places, for God is with his people. God understands the situations in which we find ourselves. God is sovereign at all times. God sees the future as clearly as this moment, and God's purposes will not be thwarted by any person or even the devil himself and his entire dark kingdom. So, my friends, if you are part of God's family, through trusting in Jesus Christ, do not be afraid as you trust your life into Almighty God's hands. And what do you think God meant by saying, I will pour out water on the thirsty land, Isaiah 44:3? It means God is always working to accomplish his purposes, to bring glory to himself, even during times of political mayhem or corrupt governments or war or economic collapse or natural disasters, or famine, or global disease pandemics. God is always working to draw a watching world to himself and offer his hope through God, the Son, Jesus Christ, to our desperate humanity. In fact, the desperate thirst you and I see all around us is a God-given thirst, quenchable only by God. Do you see it? Do you see a thirst for justice and fairness with law and order? That is a God-given thirst. Do you see a thirst for healthy families and protected children and elderly, and quality education environments for kids, and safe places for the elderly to finish out their lives? That is a God-given thirst. Do you see a thirst for trust? Trust in business to be honest and reliable. Trust in government to be truthful and serve the people. Trust in law enforcement to be fair and protect the people. Trust in spiritual leaders to be morally pure and spiritually truthful and help people to seek God. All of those are God-awakened thirsts, because those thirsts should drive us to seek God, for He is the only quench for all those thirsts. Now, ponder that for a moment. Have you noticed God is always looking ahead, forward to the next generations, and calling us to act in the present in ways that will benefit future generations? That's what God was saying when Isaiah wrote, "I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants," Isaiah 44. While we human beings naturally focus on the present and we seek our own satisfaction and happiness, God is simultaneously looking at all time, all generations, past, present, and future. And many scriptures show us God wants His people to live today in view of tomorrow. Live today influencing and training up tomorrow's generations. It's Psalm 71 and Psalm 78 and Psalm 145. That's what I see in God's statement through Isaiah. Some of those future descendants will say, "I belong to the Lord." Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, "The Lord's," and will take the name Israel. Isaiah 44, verse 5. This is a powerful picture of what I see happening in our world today, as there is a ravenous spiritual appetite among the young generations as they seek truth, seek God, and seek authentic spirituality. So we need to pause and give serious reflection to this question. How do these five verses, written by Isaiah 2,700 years ago, apply to you and me in 2024? And what about our cities, our nations, and our extended families, our descendants? I'm going to spend the next few minutes in deep reflection and prayer, looking at my city, my nation, and my extended family through the lenses of these five verses, asking God to give me profound understanding as to what God sees as He looks at my world today. And I urge you to do the same. And here's a worship song that will help us to understand.